BBC News with Jerry Smith. The White House has described the cyber attack on Sony Pictures as a serious national security matter. It says it was a malicious attack by what it called a sophisticated actor, although it did not name North Korea. Earlier, Sony announced that a comedy film about a plot to kill the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, would not be released anywhere in the world. The White House spokesman is Josh Earnest.
There is evidence to indicate that we have seen destructive activity with malicious intent that was initiated by a sophisticated actor. And it is being treated by those investigative agencies, both at the FBI and the Department of Justice, as seriously as you would expect. It has also been the subject of a number of daily meetings that have been convened here at the White House.
Hackers had threatened not only Sony, but anyone who was thinking of watching the film, warning them to remember the September the 11th attacks. Our North America editor John Sopel reports on the reaction in the US now the film were not to be shown.
The decision by Sony executives has provoked a furious backlash. The actor Ben Stiller called the move a threat to freedom of expression. The creator of the TV series The West Wing, Aaron Sorkin, said the US had succumbed to an unprecedented attack on the bedrock principle of free speech, while the real-life occupant of The West Wing, Barack Obama, urged people to continue going to the cinema.
The UN General Assembly has voted in favour of referring North Korea to the International Criminal Court to face charges of crimes against humanity. A UN report released in February said ordinary North Koreans face what it called unspeakable atrocities. Kurdish forces say they have broken a siege of Mount Sinjar in northern Iraq, freeing thousands of people who have been trapped for months by Islamic State militants. The offensive began early on Wednesday. Jim Muir has the details.
45 airstrikes were carried out, the most intensive such attack since the Americans began using their air power in northern Iraq in August. Then a big force of some 8,000 Kurdish Peshmerga troops launched a two-pronged ground assault. Less than 48 hours later, they declared the operation a success. They said they'd recaptured 700 square kilometres of terrain, breaking the IS siege of Mount Sinjar by opening a wide corridor to the thousands of Yazidis and others trapped on the mountaintop. If the Kurds have done all they say, it's a significant advance. But there's still a long way to go.
European leaders are meeting in Brussels with reviving economic growth and improving strained ties with Russia top of the agenda. The EU foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, called on Russia's President Putin to make a radical change in his attitude towards Ukraine, where Moscow backs separatist rebels. She spoke as the EU announced tighter restrictions on tourism and oil and gas investment in Crimea, the Ukrainian peninsula annexed by Russia in March. News from the BBC. A BBC investigation has found poor working conditions at an Apple production factory in China, in breach of the technology giant's promise to protect workers. Apple said it would investigate any concern brought to them. Richard Bilton reports.
The undercover team filmed at Pegatron factories on the outskirts of Shanghai. After a spate of suicides in 2010, Apple published standards designed to protect workers. The BBC found they were routinely breached. All of the undercover reporters were on shifts of 12 hours or more. The longest was 16 hours. As well as excessive hours, the investigation found other breaches of Apple's code. Apple said in a statement that it strongly disagrees with the investigation's conclusions, adding, "We are aware of no other company doing as much as Apple to ensure fair and safe working conditions."
US Congress members opposed to President Barack Obama's new Cuba policy have threatened to block his efforts to restore diplomatic relations after 50 years of hostility. The Republican Senator Mark Rubio said he would thwart the nomination of any US ambassador to Cuba. Analysts say that both the Republican and Democratic parties are divided over Cuba. An important base used by aid agencies to store Ebola treatment supplies has burned down in Guinea, one of the countries worst affected by the epidemic. A fire broke out in the early hours of the morning at the warehouse in the airport in the capital, Conakry. Firefighters were unable to control the blaze, and the building, as well as the equipment inside it, has been burned. It's unclear how the fire started. Israel has criticised as a gimmick a Palestinian effort to set a three-year deadline for it to end its occupation of Palestinian territories. A draft resolution, which was formally submitted by Jordan to the United Nations Security Council, also says there should be a peace accord within a year. BBC News.